Hey, it's Brent Attaway with Switch to Solar, and I want to answer a massive question we get about being off-grid or on-grid, if you've ever seen that searching for solar. It also has to do with batteries. So if you've been looking, do I need a battery with solar? It also has to do with another question underlying it is, am I still connected to my utility provider if I get solar? Okay, so all of those things are kind of intertwined when people are looking into solar and they think, okay, I think I want it, but I have all these little questions around being, am I connected to the power grid still and how does that work? All right, so let me explain that. Let me answer one at a time. First of all, if you are in a residential area, you're not off grid somewhere, or you're not off in the mountains somewhere, or a cabin, or, you know, clear out there where you barely have electricity, then the answer is more than likely, even more than likely, not for sure, is it's illegal if you're not connected to the grid. In other words, let's say in California here in San Marcos area where we're at, California state law and with SDG&E, they mandate that, like, you can't just choose whether you want to be connected to the grid or not. So hopefully that answers that initial question. But then let's use that example. So you live in a residential neighborhood, because that's most of our clients. I mean, the majority of clients are who we help, and majority of people are a residential client in a neighborhood. Well, then how does it work? Like, let's go through this process. So let's take Sally is her name. Okay. So Sally moves in to a new home. She's been there a year. She sees that she's using X amount with SDG&E for her power. She's paying $200 average bill. Okay. So if you're Sally or Bob, it doesn't matter. That's you. Now let me walk you through what's going to happen with being on grid, off grid, if you need a battery or not. Sally says, okay, cool. I have a $200 average bill. I think I could get it lower with solar from what I hear about online and what people are telling me, and my neighbors have it and say it's cheaper. So how does that work? So here's what's going to happen. Sally, you're going to get that solar put on your roof, and you're going to have it turned on. And that'll take about 30 days, 45 days, 60 days at longest. I mean, right there. And as soon as it's turned on, you now have solar power. It's going to, first of all, yes, it's going to lower your bill. We won't go into how much. That's other episodes we have for you. But does it stay connected to the grid, the SDG&E's utility grid? The answer is yes. In fact, solar is going to be, during the day, pumping energy into those panels for you. Those panels are going to collect that energy and put it into your home if it's during the day. If you're not using that energy, and it's attempting to see if you need it in your home, do you have lights on or whatever you're needing that energy for, what it's going to do is put it right back into SDG&E's grid system, okay? And SDG&E is going to take that and use it for what they need and for other customers, your neighbors, let's call it, okay? Well, why don't you get that power? Well, your solar energy system is designed to cover your average power bill in most cases. That's how we do it. That's how we recommend you do it. So that's why you're connected to the grid is you're actually saying, I want enough power on my home or on my power system, solar system, excuse me, to power my home. And if that's the case, well, I'm not going to be using it all the time. And that's where it's going to go. It's going to go back into the grid. Well, what's cool about being connected to the grid, SDG&E in this example, is they're going to give you that power back at night when you need it. And they're going to give it back to you at the rates you've already agreed with the solar company, okay? So it's not like you're buying that power back from them at a higher rate or something. You don't have to worry about that. SDG&E and the solar company already have that agreement in place with what's called a net meter, which reads your energy forwards and backwards. So your solar pumps it in. It reads, oh, wow, you just generated this much energy and put it into the grid. And now you just pulled that much energy back out of the grid. So it's just keeping track of the power you're using through that net meter. That's what its job is, okay? So that's why you are connected to the grid. That answers that question, right? You are definitely there. If anyone tells you, a solar company selling you or someone selling you or your neighbor telling you, hey, yeah, get solar, you won't ever have to pay SDG&E or PG&E or whoever your power company is ever again. You don't have to pay them ever again. they're lying or they are misinformed, okay? Because you will have some kind of bill from SDG&E. It might only be a $10 connection fee per month, but still there is a bill regarding your connection with them, okay? But still, even then, you're going to save a massive amount of money. It's worth the connection fee. I just want to get that out of the way. That's one. Now, another question is well, then why do people get batteries? Let's address that. So this is not, again, this episode's not about batteries. We have a whole other episodes all regarding that. We could do more in the future. But the what I want to answer here is well, if I'm connected to the grid and I'm not off grid, like I'm not just living on my own, what's the battery for then? Because it sounds like SDG&E is a backup battery, right? Like, hey, if I'm not using it, SDG&E will, and then it'll give it back to me when I need it. It's kind of true, actually. Why do you need a battery? Well, what happens when SDG&E or PG&E or whoever says, hey, power outage warning, there's fires, there's this, there's that. We're going to have to shut down the power. Or a storm comes and shuts down the power involuntarily, right? Well, that's when you need a battery. So if you have a backup battery with your solar system is connected to the grid, the battery is connected to your solar system, and its intelligent software is working together to say, if power goes out on the grid, kick the battery into gear and pull power from the battery, okay? And you can program it in different ways to do this, okay? So it's pretty neat, but I say program it, I just mean there's options on an app to tell it when you want to use that battery power or not, okay? And it's pretty neat. It's an automatic switch that happens when the power goes out. So it's not like you have to go, it's not like starting up a generator, okay? That's what a battery's for. So that's why you still need a battery while being connected to the grid, is just in case there's a power outage coming as planned or it's involuntary and sudden, okay? So that way you don't have to worry about having a generator or and putting gas into that generator or a gas, whatever that is that's fueling the traditional generators. That battery replaces that option, okay? So hopefully that gives you an idea. Hey, am I connected to the grid? Should I be connected to the grid? Do I still get a power bill from my utility company? I've answered all those questions. And what do I do? Why do we need a battery involved in any of this? Essentially, solar in every shape and form, if you do it right and you get the right system in place, it's going to be cheaper, it's going to be more convenient, and it's going to allow you to face any circumstance you need to face with power now. If the power goes out, who cares? You got a battery if you chose one. If the power goes out and you don't have a battery, it's still okay. When the power comes back on, so does your solar, and the power is still going and everything's fine and safe, okay? So it's a win-win either way, whether you choose to be with or without a battery, or because you're going to be connected to the grid anyways, and solar is still going to save you money, and you're set to go. So hopefully this helps you answer those big questions there, like how does all that work once I have solar on my roof? There you have it, and we'll talk to you soon on the next episode.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Make sure to stay tuned for the next episode, and we will chat with you soon.